Ignite Your Purpose, episode 115. We talk longevity through the healthiest of lifestyles. It's a mix of the mental, the physical, and the spiritual knowledges. Mind, body, soul trifecta. We like that. The mind, the body, the soul trifecta. Negative to positive, unhealthy to healthy, each and every day, being better.
That's what we do.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you like what you listen, if you like the intros at least, if you get this far, hit the freaking subscribe button wherever it is in here, and you'll be there to be notified when we do pop out a new episode, which is every day, by the way, every freaking day. Sometimes it's a question from you guys. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's him. Just being better, doing better each and every day. Max is looking nice and bright over there. It's sort of mid-afternoon, I think. I'm going to let him roll with some stuff. I've been traveling all day, so you might not get too much out of me, but every now and again, I'll be there. Whoa, I've just...
The brain turns. He's doing pretty good for being tired. Okay, John, so I'm going to ramble a little bit, and I'm looking for some feedback. And I know this is out in the cosmos of our community because I've had people ask me this, and this has happened to me recently. So with being mindful, with being of the, I'm not Buddhist, but that spiritual realm, that higher self position, when we are around people who have done us wrong once, done us wrong twice, done us wrong three times, maybe done us wrong four times, maybe they're just continuing doing wrong, I'm having a hard time understanding and then implementing, I don't want to say the cutoff point, but, you know, when's enough enough? When do we continue giving compassion, love, progress, help? And then when is it enough enough when you know it's an energy vampire, or they're sucking, or they're not wanting to change, they're sucking your energy, they just don't want to change, they're too lazy, whatever the reasons might be. We won't get into that aspect of it, but, you know, when's enough enough is what I'm asking, right? And something came up to me the last couple of days. I've had an older gentleman in my life who, very, very knowledgeable businessman. But at the older he gets, the more kind of fly by night he gets, I want to say. He's there sometimes. You call him for weeks on end. He's not there anymore. Very unreliable. But I know his business prowess is on point. But he's not around very, very much anymore for whatever reasons. Then he comes back into your life, and then he'll kind of want to hook back up. Hey, can you get me this? Can you get me that? And then he's gone for 3 months. And I want to show love, compassion. And I know the universe is trying to teach me a lesson and him a lesson. But when do you just kind of not answer the phone and maybe not text? You know what I'm saying? What's your vibe on that, John? I know you're probably going through it. I've gone through it as well.
Yeah, we always go through these things. For a while, I was cut and dry. Fuck it. Right. Somebody does me wrong. Screw you. I don't need you in my life. Gone. And that wasn't through a ditching of the energy vampires. That's just an arrogance of myself. I don't need these bollocks. And then we evolved through to the, oh, give them a chance. They're trying hard. Yes. Am I just taking this personally? Is it just me? And then I think about, actually, he has been an arsehole, but he's been an arsehole to everybody. So I can't take that personally because that's how he is. And I think eventually I've evolved around to not taking it personally myself, not thinking, right, what is it about me? Why am I kind of internalizing this badly? Because it's generally not about me. But I look at this person and I say, right, when, at what point do they stop trying to help themselves?
Boom.
Are they just oblivious?
Boom.
Are they just ignorant of their behavior? Or are they well aware of their behavior? They're just freaking screw it, don't care. I'm going to behave in a certain way. So when people do behave that way, you know, you give them a couple of goes, you give them a couple of hints, you know, sure, that's the best way of treating people and talking to people. And, you're forever, you know, bailing them out of the shit.
Yes.
And eventually you got to say, right. And you don't say, screw you, mate. Never going to speak to you again ever in my life. You just choose to spend less time with them.
You don't reply
to the text. You don't reply to the emails. And you allow, hopefully, them to figure out what it is they're doing that's caused you to stop being in and around their circle. I think that's how I generally roll with it.
I like that. I think that in there, what I took away from that is there's this part of self-ego, yep. right, where me, yourself, whoever's at the awareness stage going, you know what, it's not about me anymore. This is their lesson. I'm more than comfortable to step away because it's their lesson, right? And it has nothing to do with me. And I can't interject. My teachings, my words, my energy has nothing to do with it's them. It's their lesson. They're meant to learn it. They need to go down their path.
They have to find it in their own time.
That's right. So it has nothing to do with us.
Members of the family, and they behave in a certain way. And you think, oh, God, I've got some knowledge that maybe it's not the knowledge, but it could help you. It could enable you to make better choices for your own longevity and health and wealth. But you can only say this so many times, and eventually you've got to wait for them to come to you, to ask the questions, to make the choices, to come to that realization.
Very true.
Likewise, somebody's been an arsehole. Eventually they'll clock their being an arsehole, or they'll be very lonely.
Yeah. And I think as well, with your own self-awareness, you don't have to sit there and take that from anybody either, right? So just because we're claiming we're self-aware and we hug trees and kiss bunnies doesn't mean you have to sit there and take abuse by anybody either, right? You have to have yourself, you know, empowerment as well, and be happy to walk away as well, right? It's not your lesson, it's theirs. So I like it, John. I like it. I feel a little more confident with my thought process now, so I appreciate this chat.
Okay, thank you. And we'd love to hear anybody who's made it to the end of the video. What your thoughts are, how do you deal with these kind of people? But apart from that, it's late. I've been on the go all day today, so I'm going to say goodnight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
We appreciate it. See you guys.
See you then.
Thanks for the audio. Thanks for the podcast. We love you all. Bye-bye.